Hey, just left the store. I will be there shortly. Got something for you and the baby. So I will see you in a little bit. Yeah, put the beers in the freezer. And we'll have a good time.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on, have a little class.
Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting, it can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Road to Stardom Radio.
Welcome everyone to another World of Stardom Radio Success Radio Show today. Got lots to talk about. And we're going to talk about Wendy Williams. As you know, lately she's been the talk, the conversation piece. Because her docu-series, Where is Wendy? Where is Wendy Williams? Lifetime Mandate Part 1 dropped on Saturday, Part 2 dropped on Sunday. And I just talked about it, you know, clips from it, where they show her talking with Black China, and people saw the clips that they dropped from the docu-series. They that she was being exploited, and the case. Wendy's one to do this, but they felt that family and the people that in this video, in this documentary, was exploiting Wendy. And now, I didn't watch it. I'm going to say that straight up the bat, I didn't watch it. I watched YouTube comments about it, because you know when you are, I won't say I'm a fan of Wendy, I like Wendy, like the Wendy show, and when you like something and if you are somebody and then to see documentaries about them that's not a good light, It can have you changing. Like, there are things you like about a person, and then you see or hear something about a person, you read it, and it's like you change, your whole perspective change about the person. Now you go from liking a person, not liking a person no more, all because of the thing that came out that you don't know if it's true or not. When you're online, right, when you're online and you're online, the information, celebrity that you like, please check what you just read or saw, because people love to put their own narrative out about a person, and because you're a fan, see this and true, they don't like them anymore. And then they come out maybe days later or maybe a month later, that stuff you read about that person wasn't true. Somebody just did it up their own narrative. They knew it would get your attention. They knew most people would click on it, watch it, like it, and then on with the narrative thinking it's true. But back in 2022, Wells Fargo froze her and gave her a guardian over her account, meaning she can't touch her account. And now she's under this conservatorship like Britney Spears was. And her family hasn't spoken to her in a long time, even her own son. She was stay in Miami with her family, and she was doing good. She was healthy, gained some weight. Good. And now when you look at the docuseries, and you look at how Wendy was like, not the Wendy we know. You know, not the Wendy we know. But I say I didn't watch the docuseries, but I've listened to and watched people give commentary on their perspective. One person I did watch, like how he gave his perspective on the whole thing, is her name, Make It Make Sense. They call him Mims for short. Because he deep dive. He doesn't just comment or tell you about what's already out there. He's a deep dive to give you more information so you don't just take what's out there for value. And this situation with conservatorship, I watched the video where he found that the judge who gave Wendy her conservatorship, and who the judge wanted to be her conservator, was sued in a $30 million lawsuit. I'm doing a deep dive. It was an immigrant who was working construction, got an accident, right, doing construction work. Now, he sues for a settlement of $5.5 million. So you know, When you for a big lump sum, most of that money goes to your lawyer, whoever your lawyer is. So because of how bad the accident was, he got put under a conservatorship. Well, as someone, you know, taking his finances, because he's in the hospital, he's always better. So once he's better, under the conservatorship, and the family, just his kids, were trying to get out of it, but they denying them, not letting them get him out of it. Went and got the medical from the doctor to say he's okay. He even said, oh, when this happened to him, he was doing construction. He done went to the school, got his certificate, being a home state. If you know what a home state is, or a caretaker, for the same as a caretaker, and got a ticket for that. So when I listened to Mitch, he said in the video, he said, well, you got this man in the conservatorship, got a job as a caretaker of people, but he's not, but into the conservatorship, he's not in the right mind that he could take it himself. Right? Now, I'm thinking like, that is true. He's an able functioning man, he's working, and the person who has a guardian conservatorship, you know, he has to call them them to give, if he needs money, to give him money, like if he got rent, they make sure that he's paid, this is all, you know, all stuff. So this is the same thing that's happening in Wendy. That's the Wendy.
And this is Mike
Wendy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is the Road Show. Normally, the co-host is entered. We start to think of things I don't know. I can just call on you. If you're going to by yourself, you know.
I didn't see you there until I started talking. Now I opened your mic. That's why I was talking before I introduced you. So I want to get this out. So I was... No, let me get out what I'm saying. I already started telling people, but get out what I'm saying. I forget before I forget. So this is what's happening. I'm telling you about this, and this is what's exactly what's happening in the window right now. Serve the show. The person is handling her finances. You know, they just, you know, whatever needs to be paid, they make sure the money goes to where to go to. And so after watching all of that, I'm scrolling through TikTok, watching that video, James doing his live and all that stuff. Someone on TikTok did a video. So the judge who gave Wendy the service comes to find out she's been doing this for a long time, and she would do it for the people who would send her donations for her campaign for her to be a Supreme Court judge. Long time. Those who sent donations for the Supreme Court judge, she would grant them conservatorship over the person who they are trying to put the conservatorship on. So the lady over Williams, we don't know if she donated money to the judge after this conservatorship over Wendy. And that's in the back, the host, Six Eyes, of Six Eyes Radio. Now, I'm going to say the TikTok video that I crossed about this situation, me and Six listened to it, and we both want to get our opinions after we listen to this video. You heard all of that, right, Six? Now, what do you think on what you just...
in her right mind, and as I say, once one of
cerebral dementia, which is they say alcohol abuse. And it's sad how people want to talk about a person when they're. Last time I checked, health is very important. Health is very important. All these people are talking about, you know, she Wendy Williams is known as a shock value. She's a big house. Her show is based off hot top shots. And that's how she made her career. I mean, that's how she started. She was in New York.
They dropped clips of it. Like I said, I didn't see it, and they dropped clips of it. They show Wendy at her house with a liquor, and whoever was the person that came in the room taking the liquor, she was like, leave it. No, leave it. She told her to leave the bottle of liquor. They were saying that she was hiding bottle of liquor in that back cabinet. I can hear you. While my connection will be breaking up. Now I'm real close to them. My should be going in. So, as I said, so the initial clip, the person took the alcohol bottle from Wendy, and Wendy was like, no, leave it. And it was a bottle of vodka, and she was like, no, leave it. So, I think this is my take on all this Wendy situation. They put her in this conservatorship. Not because she wasn't in her, not because she's not in her right mind, right? I think they did this to get Wendy's money. Just look what happened with Brittany, right? Her guardian was her father, who was over her conservatorship. So if she needed money, who she? Paul, her father. Right? So if Wendy needed someone to look after her, like the guy, her son was her guardian. And the judge the judge him off because they're saying they don't think he's a fit. Okay, if the son's not, why not her sister? Right? If the son's not fit, why not her sister? If the sister ain't fit, why not the niece? If the niece ain't fit, why not the brother? Wendy has plenty of family members and friends that would have loved to have taken over guardianship for her and would have been there for her to help her be better. And all this started from when Wells Fargo flashed, and people it's the son's fault because of all that money he spent just on Uber Eats, just from ordering Uber Eats. Because he has a credit card. I'm sure he has access to a credit card under her name, and he's an authorized user, so he can handle it. What did he do? Order Uber Eats. He doesn't cook. When you don't cook, you're going to always order takeout. And whenever he's hungry, that's what he does. Order Uber Eats. So they said the Uber Eats was 96. Yes. But it's not all in one, like it's all in 1 month. It's probably accumulated of months, accumulation of months. Six. What is it? 4 weeks is 4 weeks in a month. 5 days of the week. No one in one month can spend for. I think accumulation. It's not just him. He was ordering food through Uber Eats too. Because when you don't come either. Wendy don't cook either, so it's not just him. She probably was using it and ordering from Uber Eats as well, and he was using the same order Uber Eats. 96K. So it's probably between the both of them, and then, you know, he would like shopping. They said he spent $100,000 just shopping. So, you all these big amounts coming out of the account, as well as is going to clock it, and let's put things on this, because it's coming out, amounts is coming out of the account, and when they know, because you know, when you're paying your and other goes through your account, through your bank account, is going to show whatever you're paying the rent to is going to show that company's name. If you got a phone bill, it's going to show the phone company's name, right? Gas and electric, your company is gas and electric, that's going to show up on that company. It's going to show up on your statement, your bank, and you're paying it through the account. When you see this latest stuff, miscellaneous stuff is coming out of your account, it's more than what normally take out your account as a person who's the manager of the bank to look at it and say, why for this miscellaneous stuff, there's a lot to be coming out miscellaneous stuff, and they're gonna flag the account. Because remember, Wendy videotaped, she saved herself and said, I don't have money. Wells Fargo froze my account. This is when you said this out of her own mouth. And everybody's like, why is Wells Fargo flagging her account? And this is what caused them to conservatorship Wendy of the all those big amounts of coming out of her account. And how she wound up with the judge who granted this conservatorship, But I think this judge doing it for the money. You heard what the guy said in the video. A lot. She did 62 appointments between 2019 and 2022 for people to have to get to rep people because whoever is going to do a conservatorship over. And the family were appointed guardians. The judge was like, because you see what they're doing. I think judge, whoever person is, the people are, is using it as guardians. They're doing the money. Because the person as the who the judge granted to be your guardian, they control your money. So if you're not, if they, of course, they're going to pay a bill, so they're suspicious that they're taking your money. They dropped about me. She was in the bed with $1,500, and the guy who was in with her said, we got to go put that in the bank. She had a whole new account because her account was frozen. And it's under the conservatorship, so the person who has the person who he said her guardian is Sabrina, so Sabrina has control over that account at Wells Fargo. Wendy can't dip into it whenever she wants to, and whenever she asks for money for something, he has the guardian has to approve it. And Wendy can ask for simple this thing, guardian might say, nope. And remember, Wendy used to talk about Best Friend with Gina. Best Friend with Gina just did an interview with Chris Cuomo. So she was sending Wendy Uber Eats because she was on the phone. They talking to Wendy. And the person, the guardian, supposed to get Wendy breakfast, never gave Wendy breakfast, didn't feed her till like 12 in the afternoon. So Regina would send these to Wendy, and they lost contact. And then Regina said someone else also sent to Wendy, and but I said they lost contact. I think this judge doing because even when I was just at the top, where I talked about Ben, who got it. Accident, won his settlement, got put under conservatorship, but he did it because he did it because you know he was recovering. You know he recovered from his accident. He can't do nothing when he's recovering. So he did, and they made him sign the paper so that he can get his settlement money. Made him sign the. And the guy, his lawyer, law firm he was working at, and went into his own practice to other co-workers from the same law firm. And there's a lawyer working with him now, pro bono, to try to modify this conservatorship, because after the lawyer takes their fee from whatever your settlement is, you get what's left for. And I think they say he got like two after the took about $3 million and he 2 million. And that's not gonna last him to take care of his bills and his family. That's going to last him. So fighting to try to get out of this conservatorship. But if this is true with this judge, I think they are feeding alcohol to keep her in a state where the judge can say No, she stays on this conservative shit when she doesn't need it. Because when she was in Miami with her family and her son, Wendy was a sound mind. It wasn't until they took her from Miami that she looks. If anybody saw the docu-series, the way she looks now in the docu-series, I think keeping her drinking, keeping her away from the family, they wanted to keep the access to her money. Like, I could take out $1,000 of your account, and let's say your rent is 500, take out $1,000, and I pay the 100 for your rent. You need a place to pay, but I keep the, you know what I'm saying? I keep the other five to myself. And when they asked me why did I take out $1,000 when her rent was only 500. Oh, I took money out in case she needed anything. I can use that money to buy her what she needed. But really, I'm not doing that. I'm for her money. I hope that Wendy gets out of this relationship. I hope she can be family. Because, you know, a face and is the mentor. They're saying she has. And she was with her, like I said, she was with her, she was of mind. So this dementia and aphasia is alcohol induced, as a lot of people have been saying. And once she gets that all out of her system, I think she'd be back to being sound mind, but they don't want her away. See what I'm saying? They want to keep in this conservatorship so they can have our money. Right? Now, I'm saying, God forbid, we don't want Wendy to pass away, but say that happens. I remember she's under conservatorship, so who gets her money? We have to think about that. Is her son going to get her money? Who gets the money? Is the person who's a warden, guardian, get the money? Because Wendy Williams, she was doing her TV show, she was getting millions of dollars to do her TV show.
Wow. From the Six of Roads show, Besides Radio Network, we just prayers for Wendy Williams. Like I said, dementia, joke, anybody with dementia at any age, 59 years old, who's suffering from mental wealth, plus, he gets the same thing that Bruce has, and it can agree from the right. You know, so it's a serious thing. The public needs to be around her, pray for her.
So, thanks. You remember we always would talk about bullying, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a sad bullying story for you. And this didn't involve a child, it involved adult. Now, you hear a lot of it's always children. This one involves an adult, and I'm going to share, I'm going to put a video so everybody can hear what happened to this lady. And we're going to give our opinions to this.
Resign as KRCG's Warren Turner's new deputation from meeting, shows emails mostly the board of curators outlining Candia Bailey's request for family and medical leave, saying that her and most went down due to her severe depression and anxiety. Several emails that when she made complaints about how she was treated to HR and the board of curators, the board president wrote a response to her, saying in part, "You'd be advised the board of curators not engage in the management personnel issue for legal controversy and will not take further action related to this issue." Chapter 7 of the Board of Curators bylaws have been in effect since March 3 of 2023, covers operational requirements for personnel. The section of bylaws is unclear whether the board can on any personnel or HR issues outside of hiring in certain circumstances. Details also Candia Bailey believe she was intentionally harassed and bullied when she received a evaluation passed.
Screamed. I was in denial. I'm like, no, you have to be mistaken. I talked to her, got an email from her this morning. So I immediately started trying to call her. And of course, there was no answer. So when it was confirmed that it was true, it was really hard for me. I felt I ended up
called to ask. Say they hope Candia Bailey's story will serve as an unfortunate lesson for the president, administration, and board of directors.
Therapy. Let people know that therapy is okay. It is okay to have a therapist. It is okay to be wrong and still have problems.
In her final email to Mosley on the day of her death, Candia Bailey also asked for only select members of her sorority to be allowed to her thing, saying, "Anne can speak my family from the administration. You are not have any contact. You've caused enough harm and damage." KLCG has reached out to the administration at Lincoln University, and they have declined to comment at this time. A protest Thursday, the board of curators called a meeting for Friday, 3 p.m., with a partially session agenda. Another protest is set next Tuesday at noon.
Now, what is your thoughts on that? We always do these stories, and every story is a kid in suicide.
Yeah, but we always say, you know, bullying has no age.
Yeah.
You know, it has no age. That's crazy.
And this is that. University in Missouri, Vice President of Student Affairs at Lincoln University, Missouri, and she was being bullied by one of her coworkers. She went to the security board, told her there's nothing we can do about it. And because they couldn't do nothing about it. It's in our bylaws. You heard the reporter. She said they have the choice if they want to do anything about it. It's in the bylaws, but they have the choice they want to do anything about it.
That's crazy.
You know, I hate doing bullying stories. They have to do stories to let people know it's not just children who are affected by bullying. We have a devil effect. Families now affected because of what you did, Mr. Moses, whoever Moses is. I don't know if Moses is a man or a woman. Because of what you did, the woman took her life and it affected her family. You don't know if this lady got kids. Just think, you are a six-year-old and they have to tell you that mother took her own life. Who would tell a 6-year-old that their parents no longer here? Who wants that person to have to explain to a 6-year-old that they, one of their parents are no longer here?
Yeah.
You don't know the age of her children, but think if her children are that young, just thinking what if recently just a baby. That baby is going to, my baby's not going to really remember mother. Because if the infant into the, you know, to know being around the mother, but no child is going to remember. They're depending on how young they are. But when you hear the story, as you get, when you get older, and they tell you the story, and it was all my was bullying her, it's gonna and then for the school not to do anything, I get it, our adults. You figure adults, they can resolve their own problem. But no. Bullying of any form should not be allowed after school. What if it was, what if she was a student and not the vice president of student is? What if she was a student and that same person that was bullying her, that same person was bullying her, but she was a student and not the vice president? Do something there. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. That this stuff like this go on, and then these schools want to do anything, and then when they get confronted, they want to act like, we didn't know. She came to y'all and told you what was going on, and y'all said, oh, we were looking to nothing. And she took, and now because you didn't do anything, she took her life. My friend said, if I read the whole email, I would have been able to save her life.
Uh-huh.
Is it raining in Cleveland? Is it raining in Cleveland? Is it raining in Cleveland? It's raining right now in Jersey. I could be messing up the frequency.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, out here it's so cold, and I ain't been outside. As soon as they open the front door, I sit by the door. As soon as they open the door, I feel how it is outside. So, here, I want to ask you this question. But this also on TikTok. A girl posted a video, said that, the guy she's talking to said $30 for lunch. She asked if $30 enough for lunch. And then she needs to talk that when she gets to lunch, she gets appetizer, she gets an entree, she gets drinks, and she gets dessert. Guy who duetted video who was giving commentary, he was like, what job does she work at that she can sit there long enough to have appetizer, entree, two drinks, and that's what he said. What job is she working at that she's able to have appetizer, entree, dessert, and drinks? And not to say, we don't know if it's alcohol drinks or not, but even if it's not, even if it's not on a work day that he's is $30 for lunch. $30 is enough for lunch. Because, right, because I'm thinking, what ordering you need more than $30? Guy was nice enough. Even if the guy you're dating is the guy you get to know, and he said, you know what, I'll get you to lunch and cash out $30. You should be happy. You don't have to spend your money. That's being that nice to you, the same $30 that you're not spending your money for lunch. Now, for me, it depends on what I want to eat. I may want to have Chinese. $30 is plenty because I can get me what I like, exactly what I like, plus a drink. It won't even, the price will go up, but for me, a combination, and depending on the combination, the combination comes with an egg roll, so I don't have to get an appetizer. But if I do one appetizer, I get fried wonton or the cheese wonton together. I get as my appetizer if I feel like Chinese food, and then I get my combo, which is either I might want egg roll, or I might want chow mein, or I might want lobster sauce. And I know, each item costs. So I know $30 is enough for what I want. I don't buy a drink because I have something to drink. I don't need to buy it unless there's something that they have that I want to. If I don't want Chinese and I want fast food, McDonald's or something, $30 is plenty because you get the value meal with a drink, fries, whatever, either or chicken menu, value meal. Which I don't do burgers, so mine would be a burger. I probably would do a Big Mac value meal, which is, say, about $10, $11. For a Big Mac value meal. And if I don't want a soda, I can do a shake. So you switch out the soda for a shake. Spending close to $20 for what I want from McDonald's or any other fast food place, but spending close to $30 is $20. Now, if I want Mexican like Chipotle, even that is still enough. That is still enough for Chipotle. A lot of these women got beer taste champagne budget. A lot of these got beer taste with a champagne budget, meaning that they want these men to take them to these places. They can't even afford to take themselves to these fancy places. For me, it doesn't make any sense. You can spend about $30, and you can add to the $30 to get exactly what you want. If you want shrimp and if you want the lobster plate, where you want to get your lunch at, then add to it. Because the shrimp and if you do like Applebee's or like TGI Friday, you're getting the shrimp and lobster is going to be lobster tail with either you're going to have sauteed shrimp or you're going to have a shrimp. And that's going to be cost $30. A whole lobster, you're only getting a lobster tail. Like, I've been to restaurants with that salmon. It just sounds good when I look. It was like $20 and change for the salmon plate. Get the salmon size. You get to choose what size you want. And if you shrimp and lobster plate, you can add that. $30 is not enough. You can add to this man is $50 or $100 for you to have lunch. No. You're going to figure if 30 is enough, you're going to order what you order, and the rest will be the waiter or waitress's tip. That's probably how they see it in mind, that whatever you order, the rest could be the waiter or waitress's tip. So here's we're gonna history right now. Some history. Here's a video clip I came across on TikTok where the guy's talking about how Elvis stole this guy's whole entire persona and became famous. It played the clip, and then me and Tim gonna give up afterwards.
It's no and it doesn't come as any surprise. A lot of music that you hear was copied. Do you know what I am? Do you want to know what this is good as he is? Because it might make some of you guys upset to hear this, but bring you the truth. Some say Elvis abroad. After watching this video, you can judge Elvis is entire persona. Yikes. You love Elvis? Run that video. Comment below. Do you agree with this video? Know that Elvis Presley copied Black Man's vocal of singing. And who called Roy Walton, this man's hero, in here in the movie, if it was Roy Walton.
Think of that, Dix. was Roy Hamilton, Elvis Stone style. The guy who in the video his name was Roy Hamilton, Elvis style. They did say back in Memphis, see, Elvis used to sit in front of the clubs and listen to the blues artists and listen to them, and he would copy them. Because remember, you know, the song Hound Dog, that's not originally Elvis' song. Jailhouse Rock is not originally Elvis' song. Not only did he take this man's style and persona, he took other African-American black artists, he took their songs and made them popular, and we, as kids of that generation, were singing songs thinking it was Elvis's song. Even was movies and they played Elvis's song in movies, we are singing to these songs thinking these are Elvis's songs. And then it turns out, no, they're not Elvis's songs. These are original singers' songs because of the segregation in the music industry. They were stealing our songs, and the artists were singing them. And they became more popular with the white artist than the black artist. That's bad. You know, that's real bad for a person who's in, well, I'm not an Elvis fan, but I know Elvis's music. And to find out that really ain't his music, but I'm sure all those fans don't, that the songs came from an American artist, they don't care. They're still gonna love Elvis, regardless. There was something else I wanted to share. We're going to talk about the world of comedy. I'm going to talk about the world of comedy because comedians are fighting. And the two comedians that are fighting right now is comedian Darren Collins and comedian Corey Holcomb. So, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, in LA at the Laugh Factory, which is a famous comedy club in LA, Sunday, which is for the black comedians, which is deemed Chocolate Sunday for the black comedians, you know, to go up on stage, that Donnell Ryan was there. The set, he got off stage. So there, Corey Holcomb on stage, and all of a sudden, him and Donnell Rollins was going back and forth.
Oh, wow.
And my assessment is that what they were saying was that he has something about Dave Chappelle. That's what made Donnell Rollins say something to him. And but I think also on Corey's podcast, because Corey Holcomb does a podcast, I think he said that Donnell Rollins is not funny. That's another, you know, so when a comedian is saying you're not funny, and you know you're funny, because you wouldn't have lasted this long in the business, he wasn't funny. And so they, so there's a clip that you can see online of them going back and forth, back and forth. And this weekend or this, this, what's today? Today is the 27th. I think today, Donna, if you go to Netflix, Donna Rollins comedy special dropped today on Netflix. Was produced by Dave Chappelle. I think he said it wasn't funny, but I think he also said that Dave Chappelle wasn't funny. But see, what we as consumers of comedy have to put in perspective that every comedian is going to different. Comedian is the same. Yes, they may talk about the same thing, but each comedian is going to have a perspective on those things. Like me and Sick, we talk different topics, and we have different opinions on that set topic. So comedians do the same thing. They give their own perspective. Some people may say, "Oh, he's not funny." You may say, yes, he is. No, you can't say a comedian is funny if it lasted in the world for over 30 years. Because there's nothing in the world is and not funny. You see, a lot of comedians some who are transitioning from comedy on the stage into doing comedic acting. So jumping from as a comedian to doing movies, being a comedic actor. So it's still giving you the funny movie form. So with this fight, I think it's ever since Cat Williams did his interview on Club Shay. He's been saying a lot of stuff in his mouth and people don't like it. I get it. Everybody gets that, you get to have your own opinion, and he's giving his opinion, but it's going to get to the point where that person's not what you said, and I'm going to want to punch you in the face. Because the way they were going forth when he was doing his, that if Corey Hogan said one thing, that Donnell would have went up there and punched him in his face. There was something else. The topic has come up of who should be the next person to do the Super Bowl halftime. A lot of people are mentioning Chris Brown's name, but feel it's not going to happen. Feel is not going to happen because of Brown's past. And a friend of mine who has his own show, but it's a YouTube show called I Am the Hawk, he said about this. And I said something to talk about. I gave my comment and said that when people do something that is out in public, we don't like it. We have to give people room to grow. You know what I'm saying? We have to give them room to grow to change. People do make mistakes, but you got to give them the opportunity to fix their mistake or grow from their mistake. And that lesson comes with that mistake. We have to give them that opportunity because, you know, because he put his on Rihanna, people are never going to let that go. So whenever Chris Brown said it for something, they're going to be like, no, we don't want him. But I think we should have the opportunity to do the Super Bowl halftime. And my friend was saying that it had been dope if Usher would have brought him up stage with him and they could have performed their song together.
Uh-huh.
But I agree for sure. Want to do a time show because he will give a great show. If you remember, Michael Jackson passed and the show doing tributes to Jackson, and they let Chris Brown do his tribute. He killed it. When they let him do it at first, like the BET Awards was gonna let Chris at first because of the situation he had with Rihanna. And she was going to be there. She was going to be there so they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want any problems. But then the next year, Rihanna let him do his tribute and he did. With his tribute to Michael Jackson. I think they had, you know, then they had Neil do the tribute the first time, or Usher and them had did the tribute the first time. And last year, there was a video circling of Chris Brown rehearsing, because remember, what was it, the 40th anniversary of the Thriller album? Was it the 30th? 40th anniversary of Thriller last year. Well, it was either the 40th or 30th anniversary of the Thriller album. And trying to think of the award show. Trying to think of the damn award show. The Billboard Awards. Chris Brown was supposed to do the tribute to Michael Jackson. He got his team together. They rehearsed. They videotaped the rehearsal and posted it online to see when the awards come, this is what you're going to get. And then they we can't perform. I don't know why they told him he couldn't perform. I'm saying, They dropped the Billboard Awards, dropped the ball one. Because people are now watching award shows like they used to. And if they would have let Chris Brown perform, I think that would have been the highest rating they would have ever got for the Billboard Awards. So, what do you think about what he said when he said Black Conservative Convention? Did you hear what Trump said?
Black people.
What he said was that him and black people came because he was indicted, and he's saying that he was discriminated against that him and black people were the same that way, because when he was indicted and discriminated against. And after you said that, right, they pan to the audience, and you know, you expect to see a sea of black people, a sea of white people, all of them. They said black people was in the back. So because when they pan to the audience, you didn't see no black or black. You saw nothing but white people.
Wow.
So he was pandering to the white people. And what's crazy is in this primary race, he, former governor, Nikki Haley, from state. So Trump, and she says she's not dropping out of the race for the presidency. Come to find a big people that are backing her for her to beat Trump, they're withdrawing funds from her campaign. Trump won in her state. When Trump ran the first time, y'all was all for Trump, all for Trump. Now you're running against him. You're running against him, and you want to say how bad he is for the country. We already know. And they think Trump is going to get the black vote because he needs some sneakers. Some ugly gold sneakers with it on them. And then, like, at the color of the, it's the hot. They cost $300. So it's actually $399, but they add the tax, it's $400.
Wow. $400. They better
walk
over and
put it up on. He sold out of them. And of course, TikTok video was a black dude with a pair on. But what I don't understand is how you vote on a man who has 91 indictments, 91 charges on his record, pay back $400 million to the state of New York for him from the state. He has to pay Jean Carroll $83 million for what he did to her. And this is the person you want as your president? Oh, gosh. It's the person you want as your president. To me, that the person you want as your president, knowing that he got paid his money back. He had documents in the bathroom that he was supposed to leave the White House. Documents in his bathroom. Trump didn't have the documents. And they went to his home and found them. But they think...
Because, you know, people send a lot of TVs, sneakers, cell phones. You'll send a lot for stuff that counts. Because I tell you, bro, if they took the right after we did the show, they took away the right for us to vote, people would be going crazy. But you got free votes right now. And if you think about it, for all our forefathers, to have the liberty to vote, I think there should be more people getting out of vote. Especially as we're ending history.
Yep.
Just think of the sacrifices that very important to get out there and vote. And we can't tell you who to vote for, but not for just being out in the face for our core vital forces that fought for the half of the vote.
And so there's a woman, her name is, you're not going to know who she is. People listening to my voice are not going to know who she is. I'm sure on TikTok. There's a woman by the name of Lisa who dropped a 50-part series of Who the Fuck I'm Dating. Right? That's what it's called, Who the F*** I'm Marrying. And she shares the story of back when COVID first started, she was on Facebook dating site called Hinge. This dude, you know, they plans to go out. And this is right before us down with it. Right? So they make a plans to go out. They go out. So they go, I think she said they were going to, I didn't watch the 50-part video. You know, when you scroll through TikTok, you know, videos pop up of her here and there on my feed, as well as giving their own commentary of a situation. So she said, they were going out to eat at Cheesecake Factory. If I'm not mistaken, that was the restaurant they were going to. They were going to meet at that restaurant. Right? So after she's going to the restaurant to meet him, she's flat tire pops. It's a flat. Calls him to say, oh, my tire just went out. You know, thinking that he'd be like, okay, let's reschedule. No. He came to meet where she was at, went with her, get a new tire, brought her a new tire, doing, you know, he did all of that. She's in shock. Here's this man I'm meeting for the first time, going out for the first time. He does all of these nice things. This was before we had quarantine for COVID, homeboy was in with her. She said while homeboy is living with her in her townhouse, paying the bills. So he's doing, you know, he's doing the thing he's supposed to do when he's living, you know, when he's with a woman. Take care of her. He was doing, you know. She's like, okay, I think a good one. So they together quarantining COVID. Then started happening and this that she there was red flags at the beginning, but she didn't notice. She passed it. Talking to the guy. And then she said, as they were together, she knew things started to change. So then now she started noticing what's in the red flags. But she still was stay with dude. She found out he hit on her. And so in 2021, I think they were only together with each other for a year. They ended up getting married. The title, Who the Fuck Did I Marry? And then all of a sudden he started changing. Now, that says 50 parts. So if you're on TikTok, if you want to check it out, her name is Risa Tisa. It's R-E-S-A. And then it's E-S-A. And that's how she spells her name. So if you're on TikTok and you check it out for yourself, you can. But, when she married, things changed with him. He told her that he looked at this, he had this corporate job that he, I think he said he was the president of a corporate job. Right? So she's thinking, oh, he got a job. She said that he told her, you know, we should have our own place together. Right? So taking her to look at houses, potential houses that they were moving that he was going to pay for. But dude didn't have no corporate. After all of this, she come to find out corporate job he had, he didn't really have. So everything he was telling her about how he was lying, and what's crazy is that, like, he was on the phone talking, and she would walk in the room, and he's on the phone to somebody. Oh, tell so-and-so, like, his brother has been estranged from each other for a long time. But he would pretend that he'd be on the phone with his brother. And she would say, oh, well, tell your brother hello. So he would go, oh, she's hello. So he's talking to his brother. He's not talking to anybody. He would do this. So he would talking to friends that she had friends, but turns out he didn't have any friends. So she's doing all of that. He's pretending he's talking to people. So she's telling him, I said hello. So he's doing that. Really wasn't talking to anybody. So after she tells her last part, someone on TikTok goes, because when she's telling the story, she's calling him Legion. Legion is you know what a Legion is, that's what she's calling him. She didn't mention no real name in her story. You know, she didn't want to go searching who he was and start harassing him and stuff like that. This one girl on TikTok decides to go find who Legion really is. Exposes and now Legion thinks she said is a lie. I can't wait until the next. So he's lying. So he's lying and telling everybody that he's got to deal with Netflix, and Netflix is doing a movie on him. So he can tell the story. And he had a picture of him standing in front of the Netflix sign. Happy with that he really was at Netflix and that he got on Netflix, which was a lie. This is crazy, right? After she told her story, ex-wife, the guy she married, said what she was saying was true. The son of the ex-wife said what she was saying was true. And so the girl that is dating now, the video that popped up that said she watched the whole 50 part not knowing that the guy, woman in the video, that 50 part series was talking about with the man she was laying next to. And she didn't know that until, I think, you know, once he got exposed realized this whole 50-part series and the guy she was talking about, the guy I've been next to. So she did an update yesterday because, like I said, her strange brother, she didn't know that. So the brother, through her lawyer, contacted her and said, I want you to clear up a few things that you saw in your video. And so she did an update and, you know, she said, this is what they said. They've been estranged since the mother passed away. The mom passed away first. Years later, dad passed away. They've been estranged ever since. The brother said he called her. Was diagnosed with bipolar and schizophrenia. And dad came out of retirement so that he can get medicine. So that Asian can have medicine. And they were still young. So the dad went to work just so he could have money so that Asian could get medicine. He said once Asian got older, He stopped taking the medicine. That passed through. The brother and him been estranged ever since. And the brother said, the family is on your side. You can go ahead and tell your story. And I'm mad at you. The brother said, we want to clear up some things that you said in your story. And my brother revealed it's been estranged. Even though I didn't watch the 50-part series, just seeing or hearing his commentation, I got the gist of what her story was about. And I'm like, wow. This man is still lying. He got a job. What she said, he lied and said corporate job, working a regular 9-to-5 job. He wasn't no CEO, but no VP. He said he was. She said, he was gonna, you know, get her a car, saying or promising all this stuff, knowing he had the money to get all that stuff. He promising, you know, a new house. They was gonna get a house together. Had real estate agents showing them houses. Knowing he didn't have the money to buy a damn house for them. And I was like, wow, this is one of those stories that you would see as a live movie. This is one of those stories you can see a lifetime movie. Let's see, what time do we have left? You know what, let's do some trip. Let's stump six in trivia. In the question. What classic American auto brand produced its new car and Alero in 2004, what classic automobile brand produced its final car and a Cairo in 2004 was at Fiat Saturn Miss Oldsmobile. I know the answer, and it's not Oldsmobile, but that's what you're going with? For Oldsmobile, the correct answer is... Oh, you are correct. I thought it was Pontiac. You are right, sis. I thought it was Pontiac. Says in 2004, Barbados found a history dating back to 1897. Oldsmobile was renowned for its innovative designs and contributions to the automotive industry. However, due to declining sales and shifts in General Motors, Oldsmobile's parent company, made a decision to in 2000s. Alero, a compact car introduced in 1999, presented Oldsmobile's trying to capture market share. Ultimately, it marked the end of an era for the storied American automaker. Okay. Let's see. Let's do another one. Okay. Here's another one. Alright, which country's capital has a bean after it? Which country's capital has a bean named after it? Is it Chile, Bulgaria, Peru, Colombia? Which country's capital has a bean named after it? Chile, Bulgaria, Peru, Colombia? Wrong with Chile, if you're correct. Nope. The answer is Peru. Peru's capital has its name from a source, the Virgin Lima bean. It says the city's name can be traced back to the Quechua word lima, which refers to a native Peruvian plant known as the lima bean. Lima beans were discovered in Peru and may have been the first plant that was brought up under the civilization by the native farmers. This lagoon is known for its mild flavor, creamy texture, and unique color, which can range from beige to green. Despite the origin of the name, turn to the bean, the word lima, we say lima bean, but Peru is lima. Even though we say lima, in Peru you say lima. Is generally pronounced differently from Peruvian capital. We say Lima, they say Lima. One for 1 6, one for a day. Okay. get to the next one. Let's go to the next one. Here's the next question. Which composer and lyricist wrote the song God Bless America? Which composer and lyricist wrote the song God Bless America? George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, Woody Guthrie, Leonard Bernstein. Which composer and lyricist wrote the song God Bless America? Leonard Bernstein. And the answer is Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin was an American composer and lyricist, what he considered one of the greatest artists in history. His 60-year career, he wrote an estimated 1,500 songs, including the scores for 19 Broadway shows and 18 Hollywood films. The songs became popular themes and anthems, including Christmas, Their Business Like Business, and God Bless America. Berlin wrote the patriotic song God Bless America in 1918 while serving in the U.S. Army at Camp Upton in Gap Hank, New York. So, 9% of the people agreed with you that the answer was Leonard Bernstein. So, you're 1-2. That's the next one. Here we go. Said the Simpsons debuted as a show in what American variety television show? The Simpsons first debuted as a short in what American variety show? Was it Mad TV, In Living Color, Saturday Night Live, Tracy Ullman Show? A short in what American variety TV show? I know this one. Simpsons first debuted as a short in what American variety television show? Mad TV, In Living Color, Saturday Night Live, Tracy Ullman Show. Let's see here. You're 2-2. The Tracy Ullman Show was a television variety show that debuted on Fox in 7 and ran for 3 seasons. The show blended sketch comedy. The show blended sketch comedy with musical numbers and dance scenes, choreographed by Paul Drew, along with animated shorts. The show is known for producing a series of shorts featuring the Simpsons family, which was later adapted into the longest-running American scripted primetime television series, The Simpsons. The series was created by Matt Groening, who designed The Simpsons family and wrote many of the shorts. We are 2-2. Let's go to the next. Let's see. see here. And got more. Let's do this. Next one. If you get this. Maiden name of this former First Lady is the same as last name of the 14th U.S. President. The maiden name of which former U.S. First Lady same the last name of the 14th President is Pat Dixon, Pat Nixon, Nancy Reagan, Barbara Bush, Rosalynn Carter. The maiden name of which U.S. First Lady is the same as the last name of the 14th U.S. President. Is it Nixon? So you're saying it's Rosalynn Carter? You're 2 for 3. Is former First Lady Bush. It just so happens that the maiden name former First Lady Barbara Bush, who served as First Lady of the United States from 1989 to 1993, is the same as the last name of the 14th president, Franklin Pierce. In fact, the former First Lady born Robert Pierce was a direct descendant of Pierce, who served as president from 1853 to 1857. Barbara Bush's ancestor, Thomas Pierce, 4 times removed, a second cousin, 4 times removed of President Franklin Pierce. So, from both sides, from a mom's side and dad's side, related to the man. Okay. Yeah, 2 for 3. The next one. Okay, what state is nicknamed Gopher State? State is nicknamed the Gopher State. Is it Michigan, Wyoming, Wisconsin, Minnesota? What state is nicknamed the Gopher State?
The second one.
You're saying Wyoming, okay. You're 2 for 4. It says more than Minnesota has been known as the Gopher State. Nickname that led the University of Minnesota to adopt a smiling buck-toothed rodent dubbed Goldie Gopher as a school mascot. This nickname was born during the construction of the state's first railroad line, where the relentless laborers was affectionately dubbed Gophers in reference to the indigenous small rodents of the same name. Over time, the nickname stuck and now symbolizes the Virginians' hard work and determination of the people of Minnesota. So you're 2 for 4. Now, okay. Let's do another one. Here we go. What is the second full moon to occur in a single month commonly called? What the second full moon to occur in a single month commonly called? is a new moon, moon. It is the second full moon to occur in a single month, commonly called. Is a new moon, blue moon, blood moon, wolf moon. If you're 3 for 4, it is called a blue moon. As blue moon is a term used to describe the unusually of having two full moons within two calendar months. Typically, a month only one full moon, but due to slight discrepancies between lunar and calendar months, occasionally two full moons in a single month. The once in the moon has become synonymous with something that is infrequent or rare, primarily because of the relative of having two full moons in a single calendar month, despite the name, a blue moon doesn't actually appear blue. Okay, there's one more. Let's see if you get this one. Okay. Which movie had Jack Nicholson screaming, "You can't handle the truth"? The Shining, A Few Good Men, Easy Rider, Party. Which movie had Jack Nicholson screaming, "You can't handle the truth"? The Shining, A Few Good Men, Easy Rider, The Party.
A Few Good Men.
If you're correct. You are correct, so you're 3 for 5. This iconic shot of Colonel Nathan R. Jessup, played by Jack Nicholson in the 1992 film, the line originated from a scene where court-martial lawyer Daniel Caffey, played by Tom Cruise, exposes Colonel Nathan R. Jessup's false testimony surrounding the death of a Marine named Tiago, when pressed by Kathy to the truth, Colonel Jessup abruptly yells, "You can't handle the truth," during the courtroom confrontation. In 2005, this line was voted the 29th greatest American film quote of all time. For your 3 for 5. Yeah, 3 for 5. Let's see which time we have. Maybe one more. I think we have one more. We can do one more. Let's try even 3 for 5. Yeah, 3 for 5. Which athlete was convicted of draft evasion during the Vietnam War? Was it Jim Brown, Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, Roger Maris? Which athlete was convicted of draft evasion during the Vietnam War? Jim Brown, Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, Roger Maris.
He said he was
Which athlete was convicted of draft evasion during the Vietnam War? Brown, Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, Roger Harris. It was Muhammad Ali. How did I forget that?
Damn.
Even though time is a bonus, I don't know how you forget this. Remember, that's when he changed his name. He was Muslim. And that it was against his religion. In 1967, legendary boxer, champion Muhammad Ali was inducted into the U.S. Army, citing his strong religious beliefs in opposition to the Vietnam War. After a swift and severe consequences for his unwavering principles, he was immediately stripped of his heavyweight title and banned from boxing for 3 years. Subsequently, he was convicted of draft evasion and sentenced to 5 years in prison. His conviction was overturned by the Supreme Court in 1971, recognizing his right to conscientious objection. So, y'all, we appreciate that you rocked with us for 6 and Rolling World, the 6 Hours Radio. I'll be back later on tonight, 11 p.m., the NDX. And Six will be back tomorrow on the 6 Hours Radio Network with at 4 p.m. with the Children's Bible Study, and at 7 p.m. the Adult Bible Study. And if you tune into the Children's Bible Study, number to call is
615-605-9340.
And the other number to call for the Bible Study is 424-243-9617. And we appreciate that you always join us when we have great shows on our stations. And the next one for me tonight is I Love You Investing in the Music. With the music, just know tonight. Last night I gave you some jazz. Tonight I may give you some country, or I may give you. You never know. Just tune for a great show. And we are out of here. So I'm gonna say, we're gonna say peace, one love. We appreciate you. Bye bye now.
Good night, America.
Good night. Good night. See how well it's time to go.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Good night. Where it's time to go.